Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for February 18th, 2024 is based on Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield. The sermon is based on our Lenten sermon series, Wandering Heart, and is entitled, Jesus Sought Me. Our second reading, it comes from Luke chapter 5. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the Lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as I mentioned in the children's sermon, we have officially entered the season of the church year known as Lent. It actually began last Wednesday, on Ash Wednesday. Lent is the 40 days between Ash Wednesday and the Saturday before Easter. Now, if you go home and count up all those days on your calendar, it'll actually be more than 40, because we don't count Sundays in that total. If you want to know more about that, talk to me later. But we call it the 40 days of Lent. And it's often described as a time of preparation, an opportunity to go deeper with God, a time for personal reflection that prepares our hearts and minds for Good Friday and Easter. Our Lenten series and theme for this year is entitled Wandering Heart, as you see there in the big letters. And we are focusing on the life and the faith of one of Jesus' most famous disciples. In Simon Peter, sometimes just called Peter, we see a person who is both steadfast and unsteady, a dear friend and a betrayer, a follower and a wanderer. In Peter, we often see ourselves. By following Peter's journey, we watch the story of Jesus unfold through the eyes of a normal human being trying to figure it all out, just like us. And as we study Peter's faith journey, the words and tune of the classic hymn, "Come Thou Fount," or "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," come to mind. If you're unfamiliar with the song, I encourage you to Google it when you get home today and take a listen to it. But it's as if Peter wrote the song himself. And so for each step in Peter's journey that we explore over the next several Sundays, there will be a selected phrase from this hymn that will be our weekly theme. And as you see this week, it is "Jesus Sought Me." And as we follow Peter's story and sing our way through Lent, we will be binding our wandering hearts to God. We will reflect on the stages of our own faith journeys, as well as who and what have shaped us along the way. So as we wander together, let us tune our hearts to sing God's grace. Our phrase from Come Thou Font for this Sunday is, Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. This first couple of words, Jesus sought me. We see Jesus seeking out Simon Peter in our reading today. And if this reading seems vaguely familiar to you, it's because about 1 month ago today, we heard Madeline Wagonfield, my daughter, preach on this same similar text from Mark chapter 1 in our youth-led service. The version she preached on from Mark chapter 1 has a condensed version of the story. It goes like this. Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. It's short and to the point, just like the rest of the book of Mark. And as Maddie pointed out, it raises some questions like, why would they just drop everything and follow a person they just met? Well, the version of this call story that we hear today in Luke is a little different from that. The end result is the same. Peter decides to follow Jesus. But this author gives us a little more information, which they deem important to the story. In Luke's version, the call to discipleship, to follow and to learn from Jesus, comes in the midst of first being taught and then witnessing an act of God. For me, this telling of the story makes a little more sense to me personally than the version in Mark. Peter lives and works in a region where Jesus is preaching, and so he gets to hear what this rabbi is saying. He gets to know him, what he stands for, what he believes. He isn't just blindly following this guy. He also gets to witness an act of God while in the company of Jesus. Peter was a career fisherman and hadn't caught anything all day, but when Jesus tells them to put their nets down again, they catch so many fish that their nets begin to burst and their boats begin to sink. Peter knows this is no coincidence. He must surely be in the presence of someone who has the power of God. In Luke's version of this call story, it's only after hearing Jesus preach and after experiencing God that Peter becomes a disciple of Jesus. Throughout the entire encounter, though, Jesus is the one constantly seeking out Peter. Jesus gets into Peter's boat. He encourages Peter to drop the nets one more time. And when Peter tries to tell Jesus to go away because he doesn't feel worthy to be in his presence, Jesus calms his fears and calls him to follow. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. Jesus sought Peter, and Jesus seeks us as well. And my guess is that your journey of following Jesus is a lot more like Peter's story in the book of Luke than it is in the book of Mark. My guess is that you didn't drop everything the minute you heard about this guy named Jesus and then just ran into the doors of the nearest church that you saw. It would be like seeing, I don't know, a Super Bowl ad for Jesus, whom you had never heard about. And then after you see it, you just run to join the nearest convent or monastery. I've yet to hear any stories like that from the past week. And if you are here of your own free will this morning, you made a decision to be here. And my guess is that you made that decision based on knowing something about Jesus and the theology of this church before stepping through the doorway. And how did you come to know something about Jesus? Did you have someone who taught it to you? Maybe you took it upon yourself to do some further research. Or there must have been some compelling teaching of Jesus that made you want to explore further. Since the season of Lent is about personal reflection, throughout this series, I will be asking you to converse with your neighbor in the pews. I want you now to take a moment and share with someone nearby the answer to one of these two questions. Number one, was there somebody in your life was an influential teacher of the faith to you? Or what compelling teaching of Jesus continues to draw you into Christian community? Take a couple of minutes to discuss with someone nearby. Online worshipers, feel free to post your reflection in the comments. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. Jesus continues to seek you. God continues to seek your heart as a disciple of Christ. Be open to God's radical teaching of radical love. In this season of Lent, I invite you to dive into the deep waters of learning how to live out God's radical love. And then open your eyes anew to watch for God at work in the world through nature and humanity. And even when we may stumble or doubt or feel ashamed like Peter, remember that Jesus is there to say to you, "Do not be afraid. I have searched you out. I have called you, just as you are, to be my disciple." Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.